A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. It's the 5th of December, 2012. Estáis escuchando Coffee Break Spanish. You're listening to the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. My name is Mark, and I'm your host for this show. This week, we're joining Alba in Barcelona, who is asking the question, ¿Ayer hiciste algo especial? Did you do anything special yesterday? We'll hear some interesting answers from around the Spanish-speaking world. Laura will be teaching us what hablar por los codos means, and JP and Nayeli deal with some medical Spanish in the Q&A segment of the show. All this and more in this week's episode of
Coffee Break Español.
¿Qué tal estamos todos? Yo estoy muy bien y estoy muy contento de estar aquí con vosotros otra vez para Coffee Break Spanish. Hoy tenemos un episodio muy interesante, con acentos distintos y también con lenguaje distinto. We're going to be hearing some medical Spanish in our Q&A section with JP and Nayeli. And our frase idiomática is also slightly linked to parts of the body too, but we'll let Laura explain what that's all about. For now, let's go straight over to Barcelona, where we're joining Alba, who is asking an interesting question. Alba, cuéntanos, ¿cuál es la pregunta del día?
Buenas, Marc. La pregunta de hoy es, ¿ayer hiciste algo especial?
So this week's question is, ¿ayer hiciste algo especial? Yesterday, did you do something special? Hiciste is the preterite tense from the verb hacer. Of course, in Latin America, that would sound like hiciste. Ayer hiciste algo especial. Did you do anything special yesterday?
Sí, quedé con mi novia y fuimos a cenar a un restaurante.
Lo más especial que hice fue improvisar tocando la guitarra.
Sí, fui con mi marido a un concierto de Bruce Springsteen.
Ayer fui a un concierto de música de un grupo de rap cubano que se llama Los Aldeanos.
Ayer salimos a caminar por Barcelona con mis otros dos amigos chilenos. Fuimos a la Barceloneta, hacía mucho frío, mucho viento. Estuvimos en el barrio gótico y por la noche nos fuimos a tomar una chela y a un barcito.
So this time round we have five answers to understand and quite a variety of different accents. Let's go through them one by one as usual. The first answer was short and to the point. Have a listen.
Sí, quedé con mi novia y fuimos a cenar a un restaurante.
So this person said, quedé con mi novia. So I arranged to meet my girlfriend, I met up with my girlfriend. Y fuimos a cenar a un restaurante. And we went to eat in a restaurant. Notice that fuimos a un restaurante. We went to a restaurant. That's why the a is used, because there's direction involved. Fuimos a cenar a un restaurante. Since the use of quedar is quite complicated, and it's even more confusing when we introduce quedarse, the reflexive form of the verb, we've put together a fact file on using quedar. This was originally part of our Showtime Spanish premium materials, but we're offering it this week as a free gift to all our Coffee Break Spanish magazine premium subscribers. So that will be in the feed and on the website where you can download it and learn all about quedar. And of course, if you're not yet a member, there will be details at the end of this show telling you how you can become a member of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. Let's move on and listen to our second interviewee. And he uses a different construction when he begins his answer. Have a listen.
Lo más especial que hice fue improvisar tocando la guitarra.
So he says, lo más especial que hice, or with his accent, lo más especial que hice fue improvisar tocando la guitarra. So the most special thing this speaker did was doing some guitar improvisation. Improvisar tocando la guitarra. Let's move on and listen to our third interview.
Sí, fui con mi marido a un concierto de Bruce Springsteen.
Another very short answer here, and another musical answer indeed. Fui con mi marido a un concierto de Bruce Springsteen. So she went with her husband to a Bruce Springsteen concert. And it seems to have been a musical weekend, because our fourth interviewee also did something connected with music. Have a listen.
Ayer fui a un concierto de música de un grupo de rap cubano que se llama Los Aldeanos.
This answer is fairly straightforward too. Ayer fui a un concierto de música de un grupo de rap cubano. So I went to a concert of music by a rap group from Cuba, a Cuban rap group. Cubano, cubana, is the adjective from Cuba. Now, our final answer is a little more complicated, and indeed, if you're not used to chili in Spanish, a little more difficult to understand. Have a listen to this answer.
Ayer salimos a caminar por Barcelona con mis otros dos amigos chilenos. Fuimos a la Barceloneta, hacía mucho frío, mucho viento. Estuvimos en el barrio gótico y por la noche nos fuimos a tomar unas chelas ahí a un barcito.
Okay, we're going to split this up because it is a little complicated, especially if you're not used to listening to Chilean Spanish.
Ayer salimos a caminar por Barcelona con mis otros dos amigos chilenos.
So this first part is saying that we went out to go for a walk, caminar, por Barcelona. Por, in this sense, means around. We went out for a walk around Barcelona. And the speaker went with her two other Chilean friends.
Fuimos a la Barceloneta. Hacía mucho frío, mucho viento.
She says that they went to la Barceloneta, or Barceloneta in Catalan. So Barceloneta is an area of Barcelona by the sea, and it's got a beach area and restaurants and so on beside the sea. She does say, hacía mucho frío, mucho viento. It was very cold and very windy.
Estuvimos en el barrio gótico y por la noche nos fuimos a tomar unas chelas ahí a un barcito.
In this final section, she says that estuvimos en el barrio gótico. We were in the Barrio Gothic, the Gothic quarter of the city of Barcelona. And they went for some beers, some drinks, in a little bar. Okay, let's have a listen to all five answers one more time.
Sí, quedé con mi novia y fuimos a cenar a un restaurante.
Lo más especial que hice fue improvisar tocando la guitarra.
Sí, fui con mi marido a un concierto de Bruce Springsteen.
Ayer fui a un concierto de música de un grupo de rap cubano que se llama Los Aldeanos.
Sí. Ayer salimos a caminar por Barcelona con mis otros dos amigos chilenos. Fuimos a la Barceloneta, hacía mucho frío, mucho viento. Estuvimos en el barrio gótico y por la noche nos fuimos a tomar unas chelas ahí a un barcito.
Volvemos contigo al estudio.
Muchas gracias, Alba. Muy interesante hoy. Bueno, vamos a seguir con la segunda parte de este programa. Y es el momento de decir hola a Laura.
Buenas tardes. Hola, ¿qué tal?
Yo, muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien, perfecto.
Bueno, ¿qué tienes para nosotros hoy?
Hoy te traigo la frase hablar por los codos.
Hablar por los codos. ¿Qué quiere decir codos?
Codos quiere decir elbows.
Elbows, exactamente. Entonces, to speak through your elbows.
Suena raro, ¿verdad?
Muy raro.
Sí, la frase literal en inglés sería to talk by the elbows. Uh-huh. Y el significado es de una persona que habla mucho, 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 pero mucho.
Entonces, una persona que no para de hablar.
Sí, sí. Te doy un ejemplo, Mark. Ayer estuve media hora en una tienda para comprar solo 12 huevos.
Entonces, fuiste a esta tienda para comprar 12 huevos y pasaste 30 minutos esperando.
No esperando, sino ella hablándome. Yo había comprado los huevos y después ella me contó su vida, la de su hijo, la de su vecina, la de todo el mundo.
Entonces pasaste 30 minutos escuchándole.
Escuchándole, sí, sí.
Entonces esa mujer hablaba por los codos.
Sí, y además gesticulaba, movía los brazos y parecía que hasta por los codos hablaba.
Ah, ok, entonces este es el origen de la frase.
Sí, creemos que es de la gesticulación.
So if someone is speaking so much that they're using their arms and their elbows to talk through, it's like that.
Sí, una persona que parece que habla por las partes de su cuerpo.
Sí, es una frase muy visual.
Sí, sí, te imaginas a una persona rodeada de palabras saliendo por la boca, por los codos.
Exacto. Pues esperamos que esta semana tengáis la posibilidad de utilizar esta frase.
Esperamos que sí.
Muchas gracias, Laura.
Muchas gracias a vosotros.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. And for the final section of this week's program, we head to Seattle, where JP and Nayeli have got an interesting question from a listener.
Thanks, Mark. This is JP Villanueva for Coffee Break Spanish, and I'm here as always with the lovely and talented Nayeli. Hola, Nayeli.
Hola, JP.
We have a question from our friend Eileen, who unfortunately has suffered from a slipped disc. Pobrecita.
Pobrecita.
So how would we express that particular affliction, slipped disc?
Oh, wow. We're using my medical interpreting skills
here. That's right.
A slipped disc would be un disco herniado.
Okay. So
herniated that's... disc.
All right.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Something coming out of its place. The disc coming out of its place. I find myself using people not understanding or knowing what a hernia is.
Okay.
So we become a little bit more descriptive rather than technical.
So what do you say?
Un disco zafado.
Un disco zafado.
Meaning a disc that has come out of its place.
Okay.
So that people can visualize, because some people won't know what a hernia is.
Right. And so obviously if you're talking about a disco herniado, we're talking about a disc in your spinal column, right?
La columna vertebral.
La columna vertebral. All right. Are there other back pain words that we should know?
People will say back sprain, meaning your muscles kind of pull apart.
Okay.
And there's a really cool word.
Okay.
Esguince.
Guince.
Esguince.
Esguince. Oh, esguince. I was going to ask you, is it la guince or el guince?
No. It's esguince.
Esguince. Is it el esguince or la esguince?
Es un esguince. That's a sprain. Anywhere that you could sprain your ankle.
Okay.
Un esguince del tobillo.
Mm-hmm. Your neck?
I don't know. I've never treated a neck problem.
Okay.
I've done a lot of back problems. Dolor de espalda refers to back pain.
A back pain, right.
Here's the interesting thing. When people talk about back pain, we usually refer to lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Patients will usually say, me duele la cintura. My waistline hurts. Mm-hmm. When they say their waistline, and usually they're referring to their lower back.
Okay.
So those are the little cultural tidbits that come with pain.
Well, it sounded like Eileen was asking the right person when she came to you.
Well, I hope Eileen feels better soon.
Me too. Get well, Eileen. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Q&A Spanish segment of Coffee Break Spanish Magazine. And if you'd like to ask us a question or hear more from us, we've got our own podcast where we love to answer your questions. So join us over at QandASpanish.com. That and is spelled out QandASpanish.com. Or follow the links on the Radiolingua website. And that's all for this week. Don't forget to keep sending us your questions. For now, back to Mark in the studio in Scotland.
Muchas gracias a JP y a Naeli. Y tengo que admitir que esta semana yo también he aprendido muchas cosas. I have to admit that I didn't know some of those medical terms in Spanish, so I'm pleased to have learned them today. Now, just before we finish, I'd like to remind you about a few things. If you are listening to this episode when it's first released in December 2012, then you might be interested to know that we are running an advent calendar, a festive phrases advent calendar, over on the Radiolingua website, where each day of December you can learn a different festive greeting from around the world. So far, we've covered Norwegian and Greek and Polish and some other languages too. If you're interested in languages in general, then join us for our daily videos over at radiolingua.com in the festive phrases section. There's also some information coming next week. We're going to be announcing some news, and you can tune in on Monday, the 10th of December, to find out what's happening. Finally, a reminder that we are still nominated for a European Podcast Award for both Coffee Break Spanish and Coffee Break French. So if you'd like to support us, head over to radiolingua.com/EPA. That's E for European, P for podcast, and A for award, EPA. And there you can find the links where you can vote for Coffee Break Spanish or Coffee Break French in the European Podcast Awards. And thank you for your support. Of course, if you're listening to this at any other time other than December 2012 or around this time, then some of this information may be outdated. We hope that you found this edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine useful whenever you've listened to it. Muchas gracias, como siempre, y hasta muy pronto.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.